Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Or, as my personal favorite, inner beauty is for ugly people. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to 50 Shades of Single, your YouTube podcast, and everywhere else. Today, I want to talk about something that's very close to my heart and what I've been defined by all my life, vanity. What do you think about vanity? And what is the most important thing to you when it comes to your vanity? So I remember doing an Instagram question round like 10 years ago, and I asked people what is the most important thing to their vanity. And people talked about their skin, people talked about their weight, people talked about their muscle, people talked about a lot of things. And for me, the most important thing was my hair, because that is what really changed how I felt, how I looked, and how I was perceived by the world. I mean, isn't that what vanity is? Perception, a lot of perception as to how we see ourselves and how others see us. And I've been accused of being vain. I've been accused of being self-obsessed. And I always questioned whether, how vain was I? Was I vainer than other people? Or was it just normal to wanting to look good, to wanting to feel good, and wanting to be liked by others as well as liked by yourself and loved by yourself? So today I am in Bangkok and I'm here because I decided to do something about my hair, because a few years earlier, a friend of mine told me that I was losing my hair, and that was a big, big shock to my vanity, considering I just said it was the most important thing. And then what do you do about it? Do you try and hide it? You always think, what do people think when you're giving a blowjob and they can see the top of your head and it's like kind of bald? And everyone points it out, from your hairdresser to just people, your friends. They're like, oh, you're thinning on the top, you're thinning on the top, and are you losing at the front, or you're losing here, or you're losing there. And it takes a toll, because it drops your confidence somewhere. You tell yourself, well, I'm a yoga teacher, it shouldn't matter, you know, we're bigger than vanity. But whenever someone says it, it's triggering, and you feel not enough. And I switched to all natural care, and I did a lot of things, and I changed my diet, and it stopped the hair receding, it stopped the hair fall. But whatever damage I'd done to my vanity by using hair products and, you know, hair dryers and making it look perfect every day for years and years and years and for decades, it ruined it. So I had to do something about it, which was more permanent than, you know, just Ayurvedic or herbal things, because that wasn't going to bring it back. That just brought back whatever it could. So to fill the gaps, I came to Bangkok and I got a hair transplant, and I am 4 days into it, and I feel really, really happy with it, because it's given me a hairline and filled in a little blank. So it was not massive, but it's just something I wanted to do it for myself, to keep it there, to upkeep it, so it doesn't become more dramatic and affect my vanity. I don't want to talk about hair transplants here, because I really want to talk about vanity and what it actually means. And just getting this hair done, even though it's a painful process, it's short-lived. But I think the benefits are much, much more longer. And I have friends who do Botox and other things and fillers. And, you know, I had my eyes lasered, I think, 10 years ago. And that was a big first surgical step towards vanity. Because having worn glasses for, like, I don't know, 20 years before that, I always felt like, oh, I couldn't stare at people's crotches from far away. I couldn't look at people's dicks at the swimming pools. I couldn't stay over for hookups from clubs, because how do I take off my contacts? Where will I keep them? How will I store them? I need to carry the liquid. I need to carry everything with it. So it really affects your lifestyle. So you really have to wonder, where do you draw the line of vanity, or are you really above it all and it doesn't affect you in any way? So I think it comes to a lot of personal perception and choice as to how far you want to go and what your own limits are without actually doing it for people, or thinking about what others may think about it, or will they judge you for getting breast implants, or for, having chemical peels done on your face, or hair transplants. And how are you going to try and hide it, or are you going to be a champion of it? So there's a lot of questions that come with it, and the territory, which is vanity, and whether you feel good enough, and whether you feel good enough for yourself rather than others. And for me, it's very important that I feel happy and comfortable in my skin. And whatever little adjustments I need to feel that, I'm happy to go ahead and do that. It could be bleaching my teeth, or getting a facial done, getting my nails done, getting a wax done, getting a scrub done, getting a massage, getting, a haircut. A haircut, I feel, is the easiest way to feeling good. It's the easiest therapy. I always say haircut is a therapy for me, because I instantly feel good, and you feel different, and you feel a change in your vanity. So for me, that's why hair is the most important of my vanity. What is it for you? What do you feel about vanity? Do you agree with what I'm saying? Do you think that you would call yourself vain? Would you be okay being called vain? Or do you think vanity is, oh, stupid? You should focus on your inner self and be a good person, and fuck what people think about you, and fuck all the people who judge you on your looks and your bodies and your teeth and your eyes and your hair. Like, if I'm balding, like, fuck it, I'll just be bald. Or are you, at the end of the day, looking at the mirror thinking, I could do a little and I would be happy. If I had a little more hair, I would be happy. If I had a straighter nose, I'd be happy. I mean, what is the limit? That is for you to decide, or is it up to others? So, some food for thought, and thank you for listening. Happy vanity to all of you.